Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I expound upon the Word of God and through the internet deliver it to you. Today's message is entitled Thespians and Widows, and it is based off of Mark chapter 12, verses 38 through 44. That's Mark chapter 12, verses 38 through 44. Let us dive into the Word today. Jesus also taught, "Beware of these teachers of religious law, for they like to parade around in flowing robes and receive respectful greetings as they walk in the marketplaces, and how they love the seats of honor in the synagogues and the head table at the banquets. Yet they shamelessly cheat widows out of their property, and then pretend to be pious by making long prayers in public. Because of this, they will be more severely punished." Jesus sat down near the collection box in the temple and watched as the crowds dropped in their money. Many rich people put in large amounts. Then a poor widow came and dropped in two small coins. Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I tell you the truth. This poor widow has given more than all the others who are making contributions, for they gave a tiny part of their surplus, but she, poor as she is, has given everything she had to live on." Amen. It was July of 1969, and Pete was drafted into the United States Army in the 25th Infantry Division, bearing the Strawberry Lightning Patch, the same infantry division that Oliver Stone was in, which actually became the basis for his film, Platoon. Many of you, I'm sure, have seen that. That was an Academy Award-winning film. I believe it won Best Picture that year, maybe even Best Director, but it was an Academy Award-winning film starring Charlie Sheen, Willem Dafoe, and some others. Now, Pete was sent over as a radio operator to Vietnam to serve his country in war. During that time, he served as a radio operator, had been shot at while flying in choppers, saw people he knew lose their minds, and saw the desperate situation of the South Vietnamese people, which I think weighed on him. Of course, like all soldiers during that time, he also returned home to a country that projected their hatred of war onto him and his fellow soldiers. How many of you listening to this can relate to that story? Some of you may be of that generation. Some of you may have served in Vietnam or served in other wars, maybe wars like the Korean War, or maybe some of you have served in the Persian Gulf War or in the Iraq War or in Afghanistan. How many of you can relate to that story? How many of you served in Vietnam or other wars and experienced those and other things? It's important to share such stories on a day like today and on all days. As the military motto goes, all gave some gave all. In our scripture reading today, Jesus observes two types of people. The first group of people are the people who have the means to give. They have the means to give, but only give what is required of them. They fulfill their obligation and nothing more. But they get pandered to by the authorities because the amount they give is so high and seemingly so generous. And if we lose that gift, we lose so much money that could support the things we're doing in the temple. Sounds familiar, right? The second group of people are those who are like the widow. If the widow were to die or to move away, no one would care, because she merely gave a couple of coins. No big loss, right? Not a big deal. If her money falls out of the coffer and doesn't end up being given to us, it's not going to make or break us. But if somebody giving 10,000 coins, 10,000 denarii or whatever they were using, or shekels, they were using shekels in the temple. If someone gave 10,000 shekels, that would be a big deal. That would be 10,000 shekels less than we had yesterday. But two? Not a big deal. Two miters? Not a big deal. Jesus teaches us, his disciples, otherwise. I tell you the truth, Jesus said. This poor widow has given more than all the others who are making contributions, for they gave a tiny part of their surplus. But she, poor as she is, has given everything she had to live on. She gave everything. Now, just prior to this, Jesus warned the people, his disciples, of being like the scribes who parade around looking the part, dressed in the robes and wearing the phylacteries and acting the part, but are as fake as can be. They're there for the show, but their hearts aren't truly there. There are people who actually say they give. There are people who say they give. And there are people who actually give. There are people who come to worship and they throw their checks into the offering plate and they give seemingly a lot of money. But their hearts aren't in it. And they're giving what's required of them, their obligation, their moral duty. But then there are the people who actually give. There are the people who talk the talk, and the people who are actually doing the walking. And friends, this has nothing to do with amount or how you give. There could be somebody with not a penny to their name, but they're giving all that they have in other ways. This isn't about amount. This is about where your heart is. This is about your loyalty to your people, God's people. This is about your loyalty to Christ, our Lord. Now, the story I opened up with is a story that is personal for me because Pete is my father. He served and never complained once about serving because he loves his country. He isn't rich, isn't able to buy his way up into places of authority or power, but he gave more than I think he even realized he was giving at the time. Agent Orange exposure, which has resulted in health issues, as well as suffering silently through PTSD. My dad wouldn't trade his service back for his health. I can tell you that right now, knowing him. He would not trade his service back for his health. Nor would countless other vets who have given so much with what little they had. As members of the church, we too are being called to give of ourselves. And make no mistake, we are on a battlefield. Not one of weapons and destruction, but a battlefield for the kingdom of God. One that will bring in love and hope and healing and wholeness and peace and acceptance and affirmation. One that will bring in justice for all instead of justice for some. We are on a battlefield for the soul of this world, for the kingdom of God, which is going to transform this world into a new heaven and a new earth, where all are welcome, where tears are wiped away from our eyes, and where sin and death are no more, where the gates to heaven are open wide, and all can enter in, but sin and death will never, ever enter in. As members of the church, we too are being called to give of ourselves to that cause, to give of our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. And Jesus is reminding us that we have the choice of being thespians or widows. The choice of acting like we give, or truly giving all we have to Christ. As our mission and ministry moves forward, you are going to be called on to serve. And whether you're in the church I serve in, or you're in the church that another church somewhere else, under a different pastor, under a different leader, wherever you are, as the mission and ministry moves forward, ours, yours, as it moves forward, you are going to be called on to serve. Don't just give what is required. Don't just give what is required, but surrender all to Christ, just as the widow did. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are so thankful for this challenging message, Lord, for we often fall into the movement of things without really putting our heart into it. It's easy for every one of us to just do our duty, do our obligation, but avoid going above and beyond because we're too busy or too tired, or we've been there and done that before, or whatever the reasons may be. It's easy for us to fall into that pattern. But Lord, you're calling us to surrender all to you, to give all that we have, to dedicate ourselves wholly and fully to your mission of hope, of healing, and of wholeness in this world. Lord, use us and guide us to be such a people that don't act out our faith in fake ways, but truly live out our faith for the glory of God and God's kingdom. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, who taught us to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Friends, I want to thank you for tuning in for this message entitled Thespians and Widows. I hope it challenges you. I hope it inspires you to give all that you have and all that you are to Christ and to Christ's mission. With that said, I would like to invite you to check out the links in our message notes. You'll see the link to this podcast. You'll see the link to my biweekly devotional. You'll see the link to the Party on John cast. And I really hope you'll check those out. Lots of good stuff there for you to learn and grow and be challenged by and to be entertained with, especially the Party on John cast, where Sal Sermarco and myself can't keep ourselves in line. So it's a lot of fun, and I hope you'll check all of those things out. Anyway, with that said, friends, remember that you are a blessing. You are a blessing because you have been richly blessed. So continue being a blessing for others. Go in peace.